Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming up to 7 minutes after the hour, that's the traditional way that I like to start each hour, so you know what time it is, and do you know where your children are? I guess that's the question. We know what time it is. I don't know if you know where your children are. I guess that's, Jay, you know where Mac is, right? You're the only one here with the children. Jay Kirshner.
I know exactly where he is.
He's right there in the sack, all the sleeping away. Hopefully Victoria Keelan is here, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Natural Service, and on your side to explore more of what's going on today, conversation. I had a dream last night. Last night I had it wasn't such a wonderful dream, actually. It was a dream about the Russians. Why I was dreaming about Putin and the Russians, it came to me. I often dream in themes and think about what's going on. And I don't know what, again, the mechanism for dreaming is one of those fascinating things in life. How is it that you dream? Some people say it's the last thing that you're exposed to thought-wise before you go to sleep. And I think I've had that happen. Sometimes I've been to a movie or watched something or I've read something, and it sticks with me. But last night I was thinking about, thinking in my dream about why it is that we have this concern about the Russians and what the history of the Russian people is like and the kind of leadership that they've had. I suppose you can apply this to China. Maybe you can apply it to them. You can probably apply it to everywhere. There's an old expression, you get the leadership you deserve. And that, you know, you look around at what we have
going
on.
It's not really fair in communist countries, though, because I think the people of Russia and China deserve a lot better than what they get.
Well, they do, but do they? Why don't they do something about it then?
Well, for China, they don't know. The sad thing is that Russia's a little bit better because they allow more free thought and outside sources into their country, not much more. But China doesn't allow anything into their country. They control the internet. They control the news media. I mean, this is what's so dangerous about where our news media is going. I don't care where you are politically, but the fact that the news media picks and chooses what they tell you, how they tell you, those kinds of things, it's very disturbing because that's what China does. And so it really does control the thinking of a whole group of people.
Yes, it controls what you think, not how you think. So to further elaborate on the situation with Russia and the Ukraine, the idea that we have NATO, or the West has NATO, to protect itself against Russia. And the Russians continually say, well, if you're going to do that, we're going to do this, as a pretext to being aggressive, when in fact the only reason NATO is there is because of Russian aggression. Go back as far as you want to the czars, to Stalin, to Lenin, to the modern day Lenin, who is Putin, who's very aggressive. And yet he tries to convince the world that the only reason he's going into Ukraine is because he wants to protect the Russians from the aggressive people. I mean, it's nonsense.
Well, this is why it's believed by our intelligence community that the way that they'll invade is with the false flag video, right? They'll try to convince their people that somehow Russia has been attacked or Russians have been attacked, and that's why they have to defend them in Ukraine, which is why preemptively our country has been saying that they're going to start with a false flag video so that kind of knocks it out. The reason, and Victoria mentioned it yesterday, that a lot of information has been coming out about Russia and intel is not for our people or for the rest of the world or for Ukraine. It's hoping that information gets into Russia so that the Russian people start to murmur about what Vladimir Putin is doing, because according to what a lot of people feel about Vladimir Putin, not only is his ego and his image important to the rest of the world, it's also very important in Russia. And so that's why they're trying to do this. But what's really crazy, forget all this stuff, I think, and I mentioned it yesterday, is what's going on in Ukraine. You have President Zelensky, who yesterday came out and said the attack is going to happen on Wednesday. We're going to be invaded on Wednesday. Please wear blue and yellow, our nation's colors, for solidarity. And then it sounded very serious. I mean, maybe I miss Ukrainian humor. I know Zelensky used to be like a comedian of some sort or something. But he comes out after he releases this video saying, hey, guys, yeah, we're going to be invaded Wednesday. Please wear blue and yellow. To pray for our nation, essentially. And then he comes out and says he was just joking. Now, yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was lost on me. It didn't look like he was joking. And so,
why would you be joking at a time like this?
Right. I mean, there are funnier things to have humor about rather than your country being invaded. So it's really odd what's happening. Yesterday, if it's any indication, our State Department and our Department of Defense had press conferences almost totaling like a half a day. You had John Kirby out there. You have the State Department, Jake Sullivan out there talking about this. And so I think it's very imminent.
And attention and all of the, it just, it seems incredible that the Russians, or many people in the world, are as naive as they are. That's because they don't have, and you make a good point, Jennifer, they don't have good sources of information, and our good sources of information seem to be dwindling. So,
can I
meanwhile,
bring up a
dealing
little point, because I've been dying, because I've been waiting. I was trying this as an experiment, but I can't wait anymore. I'm guessing you haven't even heard about the John Durham investigation, right?
John Durham? No. That's true. I have not heard about John.
Okay, so
why don't we start with who John Durham is?
John Durham is the special counsel that has been working on the run-up to, remember the big narrative about Russia collusion that started the Robert Mueller investigation?
Yes, I do remember.
John Durham is a special counsel that's been appointed to figure out how we got to that point, like where the false information came from.
Appointed by whom?
The FBI. This has been going on since William Barr, and this guy has been he's been investigating for a long time. 3 years, very quietly, and this is very public knowledge, the fact that you don't know that there's a German
investigation. But who asked him to do it? Where did this start, the investigation?
Bill Barr in the debate.
So it's been ongoing since he was Attorney General. So the current Attorney General supported it.
Yes, and they can't really shut it down because this is a very valid investigation about how this started. So now it's under Merrick Garland. So John Durham's team, and this is what I was curious about. I didn't mention it yesterday because I just wanted to see how long it would take for this information to get out, because the mainstream media has totally blocked it. It's only available in conservative outlets, and I've heard some mainstream media say, well, it's just a rumor. Well, no, this is a real court filing. So remember a couple weeks ago, Hillary Clinton's attorney, Michael Sussman, was charged by John Durham, and now we're finding out more information, and maybe he's cooperating with the Durham investigation, but there is direct evidence that now Hillary Clinton's team ordered the spying. Remember when Trump was buffooned for saying he was spied upon? They were spying not
only
on Trump.
Well, he said Obama was spying on him, and Obama was not. That's been
Hillary Clinton
a million times over.
Oh, and Hillary and Obama
campaign opposition. By the way, this is all over every news outlet. The Hill, New York Times, CNN, this is everywhere. The Wall Street
Finally
Journal.
Finally yesterday. But let's not discount this, because I just want you to ask yourself, what would happen if Trump was spying on the Biden administration right now? People would be losing their minds.
Well,
so let's take it seriously.
What difference
does that make? So many double standards.
Okay, what difference does it make? It wasn't just Trump Tower that was being spied upon. Hillary Clinton's team, along with the Democrat Party, ordered the hacking of the servers at Trump Tower and when Trump was president at the White House. So think about this. What did Hillary Clinton say all along? Trump wasn't the legitimate president because he was working with Russia. He was colluding with Russia. That information was being out there. Meanwhile, the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democrat National Committee, the DNC, were spying on the servers at Trump Tower and the White House. You think that's got some national security implications? If someone can hack in, I don't care if it's Biden or Trump or Obama, whoever. If an opposing political group is hacking into the servers.
That's one guy saying that. Is that, that's what the whole gist of this is?
This is not the one guy, Victoria. This is the lawyer for Hillary Clinton who was paid by the Clinton campaign.
I'm asking if this is the guy, if this is one guy who's saying all this, right? That's why this investigation is on him? So who is John Durham then?
John Durham is a special counsel. John Durham is Robert Mueller. So remember the big Mueller investigation?
Yeah.
John Durham is an equivalent to Robert Mueller. And in fact, in most ways, it's been doing a better investigation than Robert Mueller, because information from the Durham investigation hasn't been leaked out by anonymous sources, which happened during the Mueller investigation all the time. This has been ironclad. What's being suggested now by the Durham administration, or the probe, excuse me, as he filed court charges, so this isn't just a rumor, these are charges that have been filed, is that more people are now coming forward and cooperating with the grand jury that has been drawn, and he filed charges again that has direct evidence linking the campaign, the Democrat Party, with the hacking of not only Trump Tower, but the White House. This should be disturbing to Americans. So the White House should not be hacked.
And this is just another example of this side, that side, he said, she said, and the basic, the decrying, if that's the right word, by the average person who wants to see the country better run, what we're doing by this sort of continuing focus. One side says this, the other side says that. I'm right,
this
you're wrong.
This isn't political. This is about law enforcement.
Okay. It's 100% political.
But it, see, that's it. So when we, when people hear that, we don't. We are. I think this is me, Doug, saying this. You two don't agree on that. But I'm saying this sort of thing does nothing but destroy our fabric even more. The idea that it's this side, and it isn't you two, or it isn't anybody who's observing it. It's the people who are causal in it, whether it is Hillary, whether it is Trump, whether it is whoever it is. The individual goals and gains that people are trying to achieve for themselves and for a small group of people hurts the larger, the larger world, the larger sphere, if you will. So
the
you
point
can
is that
argue,
my side of the aisle has been shut down by people being called insurrectionists.
Well,
let me just finish my statement. Because what's happening right now is we've got the January 6th commission, and we're talking about insurrection. The real insurrection, the real coup, was committed by Hillary Clinton, who was trying to take a sitting president out of office for 4 years. It's a problem for our democracy. That's
so, how is that different from everyone who's trying to take an elected president, Joe Biden, out of office?
Okay,
it's the
ladies.
Same thing.
It's, but the back and forth, how do we solve these situations? The continuing, I'm right, you're wrong.
I don't think anyone really wants to solve it.
I mean, I do.
People like staying in their corner.
But guys, instead of just blowing it off when it's not your side, I have always said the people who were involved with going into the Capitol, who were doing harm, should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. They should be. So should Hillary Clinton. She should be in jail for treason. And
if she's behind us, then sure. I don't care if Hillary goes to jail. I never, I mean,
and the lawyers around her should.
If she's found guilty, then yes, then everyone should be punished. Trump is on in all kinds of financial trouble, too. He should be punished as well. They can all share a cell.
18, that'd be cute. 18 after the hour.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to 40% on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. In-store only while supplies last.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor has dropped it, gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away,
doctor. No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 23 after the hour here on the DJV program, with our focus now on social media and the, the continuing focus on the Super Bowl. Who really won and how did they win? A couple of those stories right after this.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America, gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Okay, so the Super Bowl continues to, I guess, pique your people's interest. There was a guy who won two $1 million bets. You see that? And he lost the third one by a point in the first half of the Super Bowl. Because there's betting going on no matter what it is. There's all kinds of betting. And you can, you know, there was so much money made. I think was it $7.6 billion or something that was made? At any rate, there was an extra point that apparently was botched, and the bettor netted $883,333.33 on that bet. But he had previously won $1 million for some, you know, they bet the play.
Those different prop bets?
Yeah, right. You bet the play, who's going to go down, all of that stuff. I'm certainly not sophisticated enough at all to understand all of this. But
oh, betting, people bet over under even if the national anthem is going to be 2 minutes or
and the second that
not,
it's going to happen and who's going to get tripped up and oy. It's really amazing. Okay. The L.A. Rams wide receiver Van Jefferson won the Super Bowl. What else did he win, Jay?
He had an amazing prize of his newborn son, his wife, who had said right before the Super Bowl that she was definitely feeling 40 weeks pregnant. She was due on February 17th, and she was just going to pray that her water did not break during the game and that she would try to stay as calm as possible. Didn't work because there were reports that she was taken out of the stadium on a stretcher because her water did break. And Jefferson's wife, Samaria, she didn't want her husband to know because she knew he would leave the game immediately to go be with her at the hospital. So she made everybody, you know, like, don't tell him until the game's over. And so as soon as the Rams clinched the win, he learned about it. He went and grabbed his 5-year-old daughter and they headed to the hospital to meet the newborn son.
Sweet.
What point in the game did she leave? Do we know? Was it like
no, we don't know what point she actually left. Oh. Yeah.
She had a pretty good labor, though.
I wonder if there's a bet on that. Somebody probably bet on that, too.
Well, there was a bet if someone... Lewis said there was a bet if one of the players would propose to their girlfriend on the field after the game. I don't think anyone did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, they did.
Is it one of the players did?
One of the Rams proposed, yeah, to his girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
On the field?
Yeah, Taylor Rapp or something like that, I think is his name, yeah.
Really?
Huh. We should have taken.
How about that? Well, there are a lot of people who are looking at the Bengals, who it was their game to lose, and apparently they did it in a big way, in a strange way. No team has lost this way in 40-some-odd years, it would seem. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The New York Power Authority, NYPA, in collaboration with Electrify Commercial, have announced the opening of new ultra-fast charging stations in the town of Plattsburgh in New York's North County. The four new parking lot charges mark one of the northernmost sites for NYPA's Evolve New York high-speed charging network and offer a fast, convenient EV charging stop between Albany and Canada. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's G-O-C-R-E.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I would expect there to be, quite a few more indictments. I think this conspiracy, and I do think there was a criminal conspiracy, is broad and deep.
Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe on new revelations in the John Durham investigation. The probe has uncovered evidence that Hillary Clinton's campaign paid to have Trump campaign servers and then the presidential servers spied upon. The White House is deflecting the question.
That's something I can't speak to from this podium, so I refer you to the Department of Justice.
As Russia continues to posture against their Ukrainian neighbor, U.S. and U.K. leaders have said not all hope is lost for a diplomatic solution to the crisis. In a 40-minute phone call, President Biden and Prime Minister Johnson agreed a deal was still possible despite warnings of imminent Russian military action. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Biden administration has an invasion taking place at our southern border, so says Montana Republican Representative Matt Rosendale on Newsmax, who is sponsoring legislation calling for a focus on U.S. borders.
And we've demonstrated over the last 12 months that the leadership in the White House is too weak to pursue the economic sanctions and keep them in place that should have been done. So when we start hearing conversations of the direction of this not changing over the last couple of weeks, the direction of this hasn't changed for the last 12 months. That is why it's so critically important that I introduced the Secure America's Borders First Act just last week to say, if we are so concerned about the borders of a country several thousand miles away, when our own southern border has an invasion taking place, sure, we've got our priorities mixed up.
Congressman Rosendale says we have no obligation to Ukraine.
I think that we need to secure our southern border first. We have no moral or legal obligation to insert American soldiers or treasure into Ukraine, a country that most people would have a difficult time finding on a map. 2 years ago, all we have heard is how corrupt Ukraine is. The entire world has been using them as a laundromat to clean their dirty money and then send it back out again to dirty politicians. And we do not have any moral or legal obligation to insert American troops or treasure into that country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour as we score another half hour of points here on the DJV program. Somebody just sent me a note, and I guess I'll take it under consideration. It's one of those things you file in the back of your head. So what I was saying about when Jennifer and Victoria are going back and forth on this investigation and what's going on, and we keep picking away at each other in a way, that, I mean that collectively, not the individual of the two of them, because they get along wonderfully, it's just they have different points of view on things. But when I bring to the attention of the public the things that the Russians are doing, like what cheaters they are at the Olympics, and the Chinese and what cheaters they are in pretty much every aspect of the world, How are we offering to fix it? Because that's always been my mantra. If you're going to have a conversation about something and you're going to criticize somebody or something, some entity, then what's the fix? And so when it comes to China, I guess some or the Russians or any of the things here, it's frustrating because I don't want the weight of the world on my shoulders. I kind of want to be able to live my life, and maybe that's it. Maybe we just all have to live our lives the best we can and really be convinced that we're living our lives the best we can. And I think that continuing to pick on people and their faults, and Victoria's going to chuckle at this because I was just teasing. Phil's going on vacation, so I have a young fellow named Luke that I met when I was at the party in Washington at Radio America back in December, and I was very impressed with him. Young, bright kid. There are a couple of really young, bright kids. I forget the girl's name, Luke, that you worked that's in there too, but she had filled in once or twice. And she just, the quality of people that are there, starting with Phil, are much better than they used to be. Let's just put it that way. But I made note, what Victoria does is she finds exception. When I say to somebody, like I said to Luke, you don't seem to have much of a sense of humor. I
Who
meant
says that.
That
to someone?
Right. I say it to someone.
I would know. I know. Something going on to you. Talk about socially awkward. My God.
So what fixes the problem? It is.
You don't say that to someone.
Why not? He didn't take offense to it. I didn't
know
you
did. How
did
you ask him?
Luke, did you take offense to what I said about you?
Obviously, he's going
to
say no.
He can take it. See, he can tell.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
I'd like to clarify something, though. When I bring up a story, it is not about picking at you or picking at Victoria or picking at anybody.
Well, that's why I said in general.
I very passionately feel like we are in a bad place in our country right now.
Me too.
People are losing faith
in
a really fast way. And so if we don't deal with things like honestly, insanely, instead of just saying, well, I mean, this is why, look, I'd love to just gloss over whatever happened on January 6th. I don't think it was a full-on insurrection, but I think the people who broke into the Capitol should absolutely be punished. But if we just blow off what happens
punished?
On one... Yes, they're in jail for about maximum sentence, about as long as you can imagine. Hmm. I feel like if we don't start handling things consistently and we just start handling things on our party preference, we're just in a
that's
bad place.
That's
all
you just said what I
worry.
Said. That's what I just said.
Yeah,
look, people on the left end represents the right, I represent the left. People on the left feel the same way. I mean, Trump, the stuff that Trump did is very disturbing to people on the left, but people on the right don't care.
What gets us
beyond that? How do we not elect people like Trump or Biden, or where are the good leaders? Well, that's the point. And let me just finish. It goes back to headlines like this morning's New York Times, traffic deaths are surging during the pandemic. How does that help anybody? Who cares? Why should we care?
I think the reason for that headline, and I saw that, and I've seen other news outlets reporting that too, like even here locally, I'm in New Jersey, locally the traffic accidents are way up. I think that the reason to report that is so that when I go out on the road, I'm more aware of, okay, other people are driving like maniacs and I need to be more careful. That's how I take that. So I think that is a public service.
Okay. I get that. I might say the same thing myself. I'm just looking
You're
at
one
all
of the maniac
negativity.
Drivers.
I'm not a maniac driver. I'm a very, very good driver. I drive fast, but I'm also
white knuckles sitting in the car with you.
Yeah.
You drive like a tank, and you have these very windy New England roads, and you go like a million miles an hour, and you're practically in the middle of the road. It's not. It's a little. It's white knuckly.
Really?
Yes.
Jennifer, you've ridden with me. Did you think that it was a white knuckle ride?
I didn't, but we were also on a Southern California freeway.
Oh,
and
that's
it was trafficy, so I don't know if I have the same experience.
You can't go too fast. It was like being on a roller coaster in the car with Doug in New England.
I'm taking my breath away here. All right, so where are we in all of this? I want to go back to the Russians, not to their visit to Ukraine, but to the Russians cheating and in their visit to Ukraine. So the Russian skater.
The Olympics thing, this is really, this is really outrageous in a lot of people.
This 15-year-old kid,
so.
Failing the drug test because she was taking her grandfather's meds? Is that
doesn't I mean it doesn't matter what she's doing. Yeah. Well, and you know what? So she was taking her grandfather's meds, and another headline that's out today, Sha'Carri Richardson, who was the U.S. sprinter who was left out of the Tokyo Olympics because she smoked marijuana when her mother died. Remember that?
Yeah,
and she was left off the team.
Yeah.
So she said, my mother died, and I smoked weed one time. The next day, her test came out, or within a week, her test was positive, and it came out, and she was dumped from the team. This girl was supposedly taking her grandfather's medication because, you know, everyone does that. And so she tested negative. She tested positive in December, and we didn't hear about it until after she won a gold medal. And Sha'Carri Richardson said, I don't see a difference here, except I'm a black woman. Is there part of that to it? Maybe. I don't know.
The Americans are not being, I mean, you look at that the IOC,
well, you,
who's
the,
running
the problem,
it,
though, with Sha'Carri Richardson, it didn't even get to the IOC. The U.S. track team said, nope, we abide by the rules. You broke the rules, and that's it. President Biden said it at the time. Rules are the rules. They need to be revisited. Remember, we all talked about marijuana, and, you know, it should be revisited. But the rules were still the rules. And everybody over here said, you know, this is heartbreaking that she can't run. But the rules are the rules. But apparently that doesn't apply.
So why are they not applying them to what do the Russians have?
They said that it would be, this is such BS. The IOC said that they're allowing Kamila Valieva to continue to compete because if they sent her home, it would cause her irreparable harm.
Yeah, citing her age as a factor.
Who? Boo-hoo, okay?
That's so stupid.
Yeah, and I love that Adam Rippon is just doubling down on all this. And he goes, what about the irreparable harm to the entire integrity of the
system.
Olympic Games?
Right.
Hello?
Yeah.
And he said, he tweeted yesterday, and I totally agree with him. He said, if they're so afraid of irreparable harm that's happening to this 15-year-old, and they don't want to hurt her mentally, then they should get her out of here right now, send her to a psychologist, or at least home to her mother. Yes, Adam Rippon, yes. Like, I'm so over all of this. It's ridiculous.
And Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir are adding to that, too, and they're saying, like, they condemn this. That it should be a clean Olympics no matter what. It doesn't matter what your age is. It should be clean. This should be true athletes showing how athletic they are, like a testament to athleticism without drugs.
Who runs the International Olympic Committee? Is it a group? Is it a man? Who's in charge?
I don't know. I'm assuming there's representatives from multiple countries, right?
Well,
I don't know
the press has been trying to find somebody named Thomas Bach, B-A-C-H. Mm-hmm. He supposedly is the president, but nobody can find him. He's nowhere to be seen. People are investigating his whereabouts. Why isn't he there? Why isn't he visible? They are, after all, his games. He's the one who arranged all of this with the Chinese. He's the one who negotiated. He's the one who decides the ruling. Based on what we just said, the lady who smoked marijuana versus this woman, young lady who took some kind of drug that was banned, and this man is supposed to be the arbiter, and he's nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. Mm-hmm. So either he said something nasty about the Chinese and they are put him away in a jail, or he's a chicken crapper. And he's not interested in dealing.
Or he's having dinner in a restaurant with the dude who runs the World Health Organization.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. It's very suspicious. It really is.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is just why I have a really hard time being excited or enjoying or even talking
about
the Olympics.
Yeah, they've ruined. The Olympics have been ruined.
Yeah, and it's not the athletes and all of that. And I know we want to be supportive of our American team. I get it. But it's the IOC that should be held responsible for their decisions. There shouldn't be a double standard when it comes to doping. There shouldn't be Olympics happening in a country that's committing genocide. It just ruins it again. It's like it's just...
Well, the other thing that's really outrageous, and this was something that I don't know if Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir mentioned it, but Adam Rippon also mentioned this. So the ruling is this girl, this 15-year-old girl, Kamila Valieva, she can skate, and it's in, I believe, tonight's, the first night she's skating in the women's competition. So she can skate, but they're not going to do a medal ceremony for any event that she medals in. So that means because she's a cheater and because Russia's cheating, that none of the other athletes get to have a medal ceremony if when they win, you know, bronze, silver, and gold. I'm assuming she's probably going to win gold because she's picked to be the favorite. So she's literally continuing to ruin it for everyone else. It's just, it's ridiculous that is allowed to happen.
It really is.
I don't know.
Especially everything that has happened in the past with Russian athletes.
Yeah. Right.
And this is still an ongoing investigation.
So they
most other people, when they have the ongoing investigation, they are not allowed to compete until the investigation is closed.
Yep.
She's allowed to still compete even though it's ongoing.
So then what is it? Do they have pictures of this guy Bach with a chicken? What is there that has
there's some connection to Russia because this is so sympathetic to Russia. This ruling is 100% pro-Russia.
That they even have another team after their original team, and this team is just the same bunch of people.
Exactly.
Why bother? Maybe we should just stop talking about the Olympics. Although, what's the medal count?
Again, but then the problem is that we have a lot of Olympians right now who are breaking records, who are doing incredible things, who deserve the attention. And just because this girl and Russia are literally ruining it for everyone, I don't think that that's fair for us to now shut down and say, all right, well, we're just not going to talk about it at all.
But
because
it happens.
We have a lot of amazing athletes over there.
Think about it. Everything the Russians are involved in is tainted. They're cheating, crooked, and the same with the Chinese. Everything that they touch is warped. It's distorted. And yet the rest of the world kind of naively puts up with it and thinks whether it's the economic. I mean, I don't understand the economic. I get the Chinese tie. Everybody's tied to China's economic, not the policy, but the ability to provide cheaper labor. They're all in bed together. But in the Russian case, nobody gives a damn about the Russian economy. Nobody cares about Russia and the people. So what is
Russia's
there?
Russia's the henchman of China now. I mean, look at the very beginning of the opening ceremonies. The two of them, Xi and Putin, all together. And if Putin does invade Ukraine, don't think he doesn't have the sign-off of China if it happens during the Olympics.
Yeah. All right, well, there it is. More food for thought. Anyway, all right, how many medals has Americans got? Quick.
17 total.
Right. Where are we?
We're in third. We're in third place. Yep. Right. Norway's first, Germany second, United States third, China
47
sixth.
Past the hour.
Got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, those are in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools after eating?
One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Fanelli.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The inbox is full of information about what's going on in the world of technology, so let's get at it here. Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour on the Tuesday, February 15th DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here with me, the Dougster, a dating app. This is an interesting story.
It is quite the turnaround. Yeah. So there's a dating app called Seeking, which actually has more than 36 million users worldwide. It's a really popular
app. Never heard of it. Did you know
it
before?
Well, you're not on dating apps. And the reason you're not on Seeking is because it used to be all about sugar dating. So you're looking for sugar daddy? Sugar mama, boyfriend, whatever. And so, but now they're rebranding because the CEO, Brandon Wade, has had a personal experience with dating and marriage that has changed how he sees things, and so he's rebranding it to actually help people find true love, since he found true love on his own dating site. So despite three failed marriages and a pledge to never get married again, he actually found his soulmate Dana on his own site and is now feeling empowered to help Seeking's users find the match that they want. He's so confident.
So no more sugar daddying on
No, nope. I mean, I guess you could probably still hook that up if you wanted to, but this is really a shift in focus. And so he said he's so confident in the connection that he found with his fiance that they're getting married this spring, and he's legally waiving his right to divorce, which apparently is a legal first. Like a prenup, he's legally waiving his right to ever get divorced.
So he can't ever get divorced. I didn't know there was a legal way of doing that.
I didn't know that either, but he said when he started seeking in 2006, he said, my dating life flourished, I was arrogant, and openly embraced non-monogamy, but everything changed when I met my soulmate, Dana. So, he's actually getting, they're getting married this June, and the entire world is going to watch. They're going to get married, and you can see online. Right. And so, but the that's kind of like the fun part of it. But the more important thing is, along with the rebrand, there's a new focus on safety, right? So Seeking has partnered with Your Safe, Freedom Light, and similar groups to make dating online safer and to work to prevent sex trafficking. They're going to do background check verifications for users, two-factor authentication to safeguard information, and then they also have a 24-hour customer service department for any issues. As we know, and I've been telling you about this show on Netflix, the Tinder swindler has made everybody, especially women, a lot more alert to catfishing and what can happen when, you know, you're in the world of online dating. And so legitimate apps are trying to make dating more, you know, safer for women, especially. It happens to men as well, but so they have all kinds of, you know, safety nets that they've put in place. Mm-hmm. Seeking says that their security team uses a mix of AI and human in the loop, which is basically humans using AI, and they use that tech to oversee more than 2.5 million pieces of content every day to keep the platform safe. So there's a happy ending here for the CEO, but there's also some good stuff with when it comes to security and online dating.
Yeah. I wonder if this would have helped Hugh Hefner. Have you seen any of those episodic adventures of what went on in the Playboy Mansion or in Playboy?
Wait. A lot went on.
Oof. All right. As long as we're in this mode, let's get to, in a moment, the warning for romance. Well, people maybe who have been victimized by scammers after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so romance scammers beware.
Yeah. Just in time to talk about Valentine's Day, right? Romance scammers, it's a new report that came out from the Federal Trade Commission. Romance scammers made off with $139 million in cryptocurrency last year, which is five times more the amount that was stolen in 2020. So this is pandemic loneliness that really, unfortunately, made so many people vulnerable. Crypto payments made up the largest fraction of the $547 million lost to scammers in 2021, with victims each losing an average of just under $10,000. Romance scammers, also called catfishers, will create fake social media profiles and use pictures taken from the internet. So always do a reverse image search just to make sure the person's right.
All right. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.